Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Two Alaska tribes have submitted applications to place lands into trust with the federal government. Fort Yukon wants to put just under 2 acres where a tribal government office and cultural center are located into federal trust. The village of Nanilchik has requested placing the location of its transit facility, a 2.5-acre lot, into trust. That land is located within the Kenai Peninsula Borough. The Bureau of Indian Affairs is taking public comment on the applications until October 5th. An Alaska Department of Law release says the state is taking public input on impacts, including on local tax rolls, jurisdictional problems, and potential land use conflicts, until September 22nd. The requests are the latest of several filed since December 2014, when the Obama administration revised the law to give Alaska tribes previously accepted from the option to place lands into trust. According to the American Indian Law Journal, trust status facilitates tribal land restoration and economic development and insulates tribes from state and local jurisdiction and taxation. The Otna Native Corporation Board has rejected a proposed settlement with the state to allow continued public use of the Klutina Lake Road. The 25-mile road off the Richardson Highway near Copper Center crosses Otna land, running to the Klutina River and Klutina Lake. An Otna press release says the proposal compromised Otna's private land use rights. State Department of Law spokeswoman Corey Mills says it would have maintained some public access.
It would be a 100-foot right-of-way, and people would be able to park on it, launch their boats from it where the river met the 100-foot right-of-way. But what the public would not be able to do was to camp or overnight park within the state right-of-way. Instead, Otna promised, if the settlement had gone forward, to provide camping areas for a fee.
Mills says the proposed settlement drew over 400 public comments representing a range of views.
We had people who really were worried about the litter and other waste from people who use the area for camping and boating. And then we had the people who are avid users of the river who wanted to maintain it as open as possible.
Otna's rejection of the settlement sends the access issue back to court. Otna initially sued the state after a 2007 Department of Transportation maintenance project. It says illegally widened the roadway and removed Otna Corporation signs and a fee station. Mills says the state considers the road an RS-2477 public right-of-way.
The state claims that this is one of those rights-of-way that through historic use became a public road. And so that's kind of what instigated this whole case back in 2008.
Mills says resolution of the case could set some precedent in regard to state claims on numerous other contested RS-2477 routes around Alaska.
I believe we have about 20,000 linear miles of RS-2477s in this state.
Attorneys for the state and Otna have to submit status briefs to the Superior Court by October 31st. A trial date has yet to be scheduled. The Brooks Range is expected to pick up significant snow today. National Weather Service meteorologist Nick Schwartz says a disturbance passing over the region that's bringing rain showers at lower elevations is forecast to dump snow on the eastern portion of the Brooks Range.
The higher elevations in the eastern Brooks Range, where we might get 4 to perhaps up to 8 inches near Adigan Pass.
Schwartz says it'll be the start of a wet week for northern and western Alaska, but the eastern interior is expected to trend drier over coming days. Schwartz says mainly cloudy skies with highs in the mid-60s are expected this week in the Fairbanks area. I'm Dan Bross.